Reading from the Holy Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, verses 14 to 23. Jesus was driving out a demon that could not talk, and when the demon went out, the man began to talk. The crowds were amazed, but some of the people said, "It is Beelzebub, the chief of the demons, who gives him the power to drive them out." Others wanted to trap Jesus, so they asked him to perform a miracle to show that God approved of him. Now Jesus knew what they were thinking, and he said to them, "Any country that divides itself into groups which fight each other will not last very long. A family divided against itself falls apart. So if Satan's kingdom has groups fighting each other, how can it last? You say that I drive out demons because Beelzebul gives me the power to do so. If this is how I drive them out, how do your followers drive them out? Your own followers prove that you are wrong. No, it is by the means of God's power that I drive out demons, and this proves that the kingdom of God has already come to you." When a strong person with all weapons ready guards the house, the belongings are safe. But when a stronger person attacks and defeats, they carry away all the weapons the owner was depending on and divide up what has been stolen. Anyone who is not for me is against me. Anyone who does not help me gather is scattering. And this is the word of our God. One of the true signs of God's kingdom being here and now is when the most simple events and daily experiences of life are somehow cherished as being sacred. Recently, I read a very beautiful story about a rural region in Cambodia where a missionary had helped to build a small school. One day, this missionary woman was invited to go to the home of the village elder in order to receive a thank you gift. Well, of course, she was curious and wondered what the gift would be. Imagine her surprise when she entered the humble dwelling and, after receiving a Buddhist blessing, the elder took her to a small square opening at the back of the one-room thatched home and pointed to the view of the mountain. This was the gift to cherish and remember. The kingdom of God is very near in the simple, ordinary, daily encounter where there is a sense of all being at one. All is sacred, all is holy. In today's reading, Jesus is reminding us that a kingdom where people are at war, where there is fighting and division, will end up in ruin. Likewise, a family that is divided and where there is no respect for the other, the family will fall apart and be scattered. Jesus heals and casts out evil spirits by God's power because he is in complete union with God. Where there is oneness and unity, there is the kingdom of God. It's interesting to note that today's reading from chapter 11 of Luke's Gospel comes just after the teaching of the Lord's Prayer. Every time we pray the Our Father, we say, "Thy kingdom come." The kingdom of God is here among us when we live in harmony with all of creation, when we are in right relationship with ourselves, with all creation, with God, with our neighbour. Here in New Zealand, we are suffering the aftermath of a major earthquake, as are the people of Japan. Now, in the midst of this incredible chaos and unimaginable suffering, we actually see beautiful signs of the kingdom of God as people reach out to one another in outpourings of compassion and mercy. Neighbors, who once were strangers, are now united, sharing in a common trauma. Yes, the core of the kingdom is to be compassionate, as our God is compassionate. And so we are experiencing a God who pours out compassion and mercy, just as a person who gives in full measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, poured into one's lap, as the gospel reminds us. It's as if the giving of compassion can only be without measure. As we watch scenes on our television day after day after day, young people, elderly people, pouring out love and compassion to those in need, to those suffering from liquefaction, from those homeless, those who are hungry. Amazing. This is where the kingdom of God resides. In a text message I received the other day, I realized that friends of mine, namely an Anglican priest, a Mercy sister, a Baptist pastor, and many other volunteers from various faiths and traditions, were working on a team with the Salvation Army in Christchurch. And what were they doing? Reaching out with the love of Jesus as they fed the earthquake victims with bread and water. Surely this is the prayer of Jesus, that they may be one. Surely the kingdom of God is here. Let us pray that as our world experiences the traumas of natural disasters and the inhumanity of war, we may hear the call to cast out the demons of division and disunity and to come together in compassion. Compassion, which is a willingness to suffer with the other, and that we may come together as one people in the kingdom of God. Thy kingdom come. Blessings on all of us as we make our journey through this Lenten season of grace, goodness, and communion with Jesus.